Donald Trump, we must stop gender insanity pushed by the radical left. By Hannah Blow on November 16, 2022. Former President Donald Trump, who announced his 2024 bid in a speech at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday night, said it is clear that President Biden is committed to indoctrinating our children and added that the country must stop the gender insanity pushed by the radical left. Joe Biden has also proven that he is committed to indoctrinating our children, even using the Department of Justice against parents who object, Trump said, likely referencing a letter solicited by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona from National School Boards Association, NSBA, officials, which targeted concerned parents as potential domestic terrorists. It's a terrible thing. That's why it's so sad what's happening. When I'm in the White House, schools will cease pushing critical race theory as they were, he said. Radical civic and gender insanity must stop, he continued, or they will risk losing federal funding. We were starting to really get it right, Trump said of education under his term. We will not let men, as an example, participate in women's sports. No want no men, no men. People tell me, that's politically incorrect to say, he said, contending he will say it anyway. And you know, it's very unfair to women, just very, very unfair. We will defend the rights of parents and we will defend the family as the center of American life. He vowed, marveling over the fact that it now needs to be said that a politician will defend the rights of parents. Who would think that we even have to mention this? Who would even think it has to be a subject to be talked about? We have to defend parental rights. Can you believe this? He asked. Indeed, Trump's vow follows 2 years of battles between radical left activists pushing gender ideology on children in a variety of ways, from schools to drag time story hours at public libraries, with a seeming blessing from the president. In April, Biden made his position crystal clear, urging parents to affirm their child's transgender claims, deeming it one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. The Biden administration even attempted to link federal school lunch money to compliance with the embrace of gender ideology. According to Trump, America's comeback starts right now.